It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Josh White. Josh is Executive Director for Producer Education, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You're headquartered in Denver, right?
That's right, Tony.
Well, good to see you. Thanks for letting us be a part of the Cattle Industry Convention.
Oh, glad you're here, along with about 8,000 of our friends.
Now, speaking of 8,000 of some of your friends, some probably near your hometown. Tell us a little bit about Josh and how you, where you grew up. Was it in ag, and how you ended up where you are today?
Sure. So I'm originally from the Southeast. Grew up mainly on a family farm in Georgia, just south of Atlanta. So now in the southern suburbs. Used to be country, but now it's awfully close to Hartsfield International. But we still have a few cows back there. And I have an animal science background and basically have been cattle crazy my whole life.
Well, when we talk about producer education, obviously there's a couple of different directions we could go with this, but the BQA program has been under your umbrella, hasn't it?
That's right. It's been a real honor to serve the industry for a little over 5 years, helping lead the Beef Quality Assurance Program on behalf of the Beef Checkoff as a contractor to the checkoff. And yeah, we've had some big changes. We brought the online modules in-house at NCBA about 3 years ago, and that's been really successful. We've had over 100,000 certifications in those 3 years. And what's even more exciting is here at convention, we just unveiled a new version of the modules. So since that certification is only good for 3 years, if you certified around a year ago, you go back here in the next year into the system to recertify, it's going to be a brand new experience for you. We've added a lot more functionality. Didn't increase the bandwidth requirements, so hopefully it's not frustrating, but we did add some more video snippets and make it a little more realistic, change the look and feel. So, you know, we really want people to be engaged and enjoy the experience and learn something and keep that certification up.
We talk about the BQA program, and you can probably address this from a producer perspective. Why is it important to have the BQA?
Yeah, well, I remember, even as a teenager going through the program and looking at and learning so much about injection sites and injection site lesions, and that was back in the day when that was the big push. And, you know, we've moved beyond that. The stockmanship training, understanding animal behavior and welfare, the increased focus on, you know, are animals fit for transport, decision making around, you know, some of those marketing decisions, all the way down to preconditioning, nutrition, and some of the environmental management, you know, that's been there all along that we've just elevated a little bit in the program. So, you know, it really is comprehensive. Anything that can affect beef quality, beef safety, or environmental stewardship, animal welfare, we're trying to cover at least at an introductory level and provide resources to learn more.
Well, we talk again about BQA and the importance from a producer standpoint. Ideally, you'd have 100% participation. But what does this mean to the other side of the industry? In other words, the consumer side, why is it so important?
That's a great question. We did work with the market research team that works with the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand, the Checkoff's consumer-facing brand, about a year ago, and went in, did focus groups and did other research to find out, you know, would the basics of BQA, what the program covers, resonate with consumers. And when consumers found out that it existed, they're like, why haven't you told us this? This is amazing. Farmers and ranchers are voluntarily going through this education and this, you know, this self-help program that helps them be better stewards of the land and the animals. And they were thrilled with it. It really resonated well. We created some ads. We went out and tested those as well with consumers, and they really drove consumer perceptions of farmers and ranchers and how they care for the animals through the roof. They really did like seeing just those short ads. So I would encourage folks to go check them out at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. You can see some of those ads and that material. They were rolled out in force last fall, and you know, what's really exciting is all of that landing page and those resources exist now. So if we do have any issues that come up with animal welfare, you know, there's a place to go that actually tells the positive story of BQA that's consumer facing. And used to, all of our material was only producer facing. So that's real exciting.
You mentioned Beef It's What's for Dinner. For many of us, we remember the first time that was rolled out and the impact it had on us. Is it seeing new life with the new generation?
Oh, yes. That a couple of years ago, we relaunched that through the Rethink the Ranch campaign. And Beef It's What's for Dinner was relaunched, and that was extremely successful. It turns out that, you know, millennial parents, which are our key audience for consumer-facing checkoff promotions, they resonate with it just as much as their parents. They love the brand. They love the image of the Cowboys, and that traditional Beef It's What's for Dinner message resonates well. It still holds a candle to other strong brands that invest a whole lot more money every year than we do advertising. So it's good to see.
Final one here for you. You've got a room full of producers right now, and you've got an opportunity to leave one final message with them. When you talk to them, what would you like them to know as we enter 2020?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, great job. I mean, look at the percent high choice and prime in the market, the quality of the cattle. You know, our team does the National Beef Quality Audit and every 5 years, and looking at the trends that we have achieved over the last 25 years is amazing. So congratulations to producers for doing the right thing, reducing injection site blemishes, reducing poor mobility animals coming to market, reducing a lot of the problem areas. We still have challenges out there. I would encourage you to continue to get educated, whether it's through Beef Quality Assurance, some of our other free webinar series opportunities at NCBA, your local Cattlemen's Association programming, extension programming. Go out there, learn something new this year, keep improving, and hopefully Mother Nature will treat us well and we'll have a great year for 2020.
Great to see you. Thanks for your work.
Thank you, Tony.
Again, Josh White is Executive Director for Producer Education, National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Denver. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.